It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
High school basketball on a glorious late February. Certainly feels more like spring, but nonetheless, just glad to be with you here on a Friday night as high school basketball takes center stage once again here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed in, KNZA 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton once again back in studio. Brandon Tedman with you alongside Paige Mueller and company with the Hiawatha Channel as Sabetha is in town tonight. Girls Class 3A Sub State quarterfinal. Again, the Redhawks, what a season it has been. Top five ranking in the state right now. 20 wins, 3 losses. And they have beaten Sabetha already this season, but now these two lock up inside the roundhouse tonight in the quarterfinals of the 3A Sub State tournament. Sabetha again trying to shock the world, just 3-19 on the year. But nonetheless, when you get to this point, you wipe everything off the board. Everybody is 0-0. It is a win and move on. Lose, your season is done. Scenario. So we're excited to bring it to you here tonight again from the Roundhouse. It's the Hiawatha girls hosting the Sabetha Blue Jays. Our pregame coverage continues after a 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowhotel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the tip-off here in the Roundhouse tonight. Girls basketball here in Class 3A Substate Quarterfinal matchup in the Big East with Hiawatha playing host to Sabetha. We got Matt, we got Mage, Paige on the Sabetha and Hiawatha channel. So again, a lot going on here tonight. Both channels, cue us up. KNZA 103.9 as well. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tedman with you. Paige, got a couple minutes here before we get things going. Of course, you've seen this team from start to finish. Number 5 ranked team in Class 3A, 20-3. It's been a long time since this Redhawks team has made a trip to the state tournament, and that potential run starts here tonight against a very familiar opponent.
It's hard to beat a team 3 times, but I think Hiawatha could be up to the task tonight. They are a really good team. You know, they're 20-3, and this is their chance to go back to the state tournament for the first time since 1979. when they won the
long time ago. But the Red Hawks again taking on a Blue Jays team under first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger. Second consecutive season, if they were to lose here tonight against the Red Hawks, they would only win three games in back-to-back seasons. But again, they're not that far removed from being pretty darn good. I know my first couple of years here, about 4 or 5 years ago, that the girls were always right in the mix in the Big 7 back then, but now just trying to find some ground, as this is a team that can certainly shoot the ball well. They do like to shoot the three. They'll use a lot of bodies throughout across the bench, and certainly see again if they can shock the world here tonight. We got the starting lineups coming up here in just a little bit, but taking a look at the bracket as well. So you look at this quadrant in substate number 2 in Class 3A. Winner of this one tonight between Hiawatha and Sabetha will move on to the substate semifinals, in which they would take on the winner of the 7-10 matchup, which is Riverside and Royal Valley. You also got the other quad on this side of the bracket, Heritage Christian and Pleasant Ridge battling tonight. Also Oskaloosa, they're playing host to Marysville. On the other upper half, I should say, of this substate bracket, Silver Lake, the top seed, not playing tonight. They got a bye, and Bishop Ward not playing that game with them, but Nemaha Central taking on Perry Lecompton in the 8-9 game. You got Raleigh County hosting Holton. That'll be on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. And then the 5-12 matchup in this substate is Jefferson West tonight hosting the 12 seed and Maranatha Christian Academy. Well, we got to run it up here to the starting lineups here. Of course, we'll pause to get patriotic here in just a little bit. But, Paige, why not? Let's go through the starters here as we're getting ready for this one here tonight against Sabetha, coming in 3-19, the 15 seed in the substate. They finished 1-9 in Big East League play, and they're under first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger. Chloe Detweiler, a 5'5 senior in the backcourt, just north of 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. You got Paxton Michael as well, a 5'5 junior averaging north of 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Macy Trahoda's a 5'11 junior averaging north of 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. You also got Kira Keim, a 5'4 senior, who is averaging 5 points a game as well. And then Sydney Schubart, the 5'11 junior forward, at nearly 6 points, and a team leading 6.9 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays tonight, Detweiler, Michael, Trahoda, Keim, and Schubart. For the Red Hawks, the 2 seed in the substate, they're 20-3. We'll get to their starting lineups right after this here on KMZA.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA tonight, Class 3A Girls Substate Quarterfinal. We got you Sabetha's starting lineup right before that break. Again, Chloe Detweiler, Paxton Michael, Macy Trahoda, Kira Keim, and Sydney Schubart. And now for the home team, Redhawks of Hiawatha, under head coach Stacy Jasper. Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore, averaging north of 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Claire Swombly, 5'8 senior wing, at about 5 points, 3 rebounds a contest. Addison Williams, a 5'6 senior, north of 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Kenzie Nelson as well, 5'5 senior forward, 5.6 points and a team leading 10 rebounds a game. And Kylie Nelson, the 5'5 junior, now the single season record holder for points and also three-pointers made. She is averaging north of 19 points and 5 rebounds a contest. So again, for the 2 seed and 20-3 Hiawatha here tonight at home, it's Michaela Williams, Kylie Nelson, Claire Twombly, Addison Williams, and Kenzie Nelson. Again, thanks to Matt Page, queued up both Hiawatha and Sabetha channels here on KNZA, Brandon and Megan with you as well. Excited to bring it to you here tonight. Of course, you got state wrestling going on right now as well. They're wrapping up day number one activities. We'll have updates here on KNZA at the bottom of the hour all day tomorrow as well. Now, the home white uniforms in the roundhouse. Good atmosphere here for this one-off game tonight, Class 3A Girls Sump State Quarterfinal. Page alongside as well. It's about to get some early looks at this starting five. Redhawks taking a minute to take the court here. But again, Page finally ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I'm asking
you. Okay. A little bit of a delay in the action after we got the starters lined up and ready to go. Again, it's hard to beat a team three times, they say. The Redhawks are 2-0 against the Blue Jays this season. Right now, everything that has happened to this point doesn't mean much of anything. When you move on, lose your season is done. It's quarterfinal action. Girls, Class 3A, Sump State quarterfinal. And the home team Redhawks, the opening possession here from right to left. Here is Addison Williams, the first touch on the dribble waist tie on the right wing. They go to Twombly. Little high-low action. Now a left side three, Michaela Williams. And a beautiful start for the Redhawks. Michaela Williams, her 24th May 3 this season. And 20 seconds in, now forcing the issue on defense as they're out to a 3-0 lead and nearly force an early turnover on Sabetha.
Sabetha has been struggling with turnovers this year. They average 20.8 a game, so if they're going to beat a team like Hiawatha, that number has got to come down tonight.
Going to have to limit the turnovers. You are certainly going to have to hit some shots from the outside because the Redhawks, they are one of the best three-point shooting teams in the Big East this season, and Sabetha having some issues. They turn it over right up the floor. Layup good for Kylie Nelson. Defense leading to offense. Redhawks out to an early 5-0 advantage. As finally into the front court here from left to right, Paxton Michael on the touch here on the right side. Now they work at left side and here Steele stepping into a three. This one off the front rim by Schubart and the rebound cleared away by Kenzie Nelson. 5-0 start here for the Redhawk girls. 20-3 on the season. They finished third in the Big East, losing the tiebreaker to Riley County at 8-2 as Silver Lake won their first Big East League title here in 25-26. Here's Addison Williams on the dribble and the drive. Picks it up underneath, wraps it around to Twombly, nearly gets tied up, still got a shot up in the air, and able to fight for her own rebound on the high post. And we get a whistle and a jump ball, I believe, which gives it back to the Blue Jays.
Bethel wants to stay in this game. They're going to need to capitalize on this possession here. Hiawatha can take a game away quick.
Trying to get it to the middle of the press. Good job here by Sabetha, getting it into the front court. Here's Michael with deep left side three. That one halfway down and out, and another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. The last two possessions, Sabetha going with the outside shot. As we mentioned, that's going to be a key for them to pull an upset tonight. There's a short arm three by Addison Williams, but again, chasing down in the near side corner was Michaela Williams, and then she's bumped to the floor. And I believe we get our first foul at 6:23, or no, they're going to say it's out of bounds. So it's just out of bounds. Redhawks to throw it in. 6:23 to go first quarter, out to a 5-0 advantage. Here is Williams, left side on the wing, picks up the dribble to Twombly, left corner. Back to Williams. Now Michaela puts it on the deck. Twombly left side. She'll fire a triple. Yes. Second three already for the Redhawks here in the early going. They're out to an 8-0 spurt about 2 minutes in. And now we get a whistle and a foul. Redhawks ramping the pressure in the full court. First foul of the game going against Addison Williams. Well, the Redhawks can score in bunches, and the last thing Sabetha needs to find themselves in a big hole early, and already 2 minutes in, they're down 8. Sabetha gets into the front court here with Paxton Michael on the left wing. Passing it up top to Schubart. Straight away three, that's an air ball. Trying to save it underneath, and doing so was Macy Drahota, but then it goes to the wrong team. Here come the Redhawks with an 8-0 spurt. Up top, Michaela Williams, left side, Addison, puts it on the deck, wide open, backside, Kenzie Nelson, too easy for two. And it's now 10-0 in favor of Hiawatha, and now Kylie Nelson coming away with a steal and a foul on the Blue Jays. Yikes. A foul going against Sydney Schubart. And the first foul on Sabetha here in tonight's game. We played 2.5 minutes. Redhawks out to a 10-0 advantage. Four of the five starters have already scored, including two shots from behind the arc. Here's Michaela Williams in the corner. Nice ball fake, moves left. A 19-foot J from the right wing is a little bit short, but another offensive rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Driving and almost finishing up close was Michaela Williams, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Foul against the Blue Jays.
Michaela in her first starting position this year, averaging 10.7 points per game, and through the season, she's got a lot more aggressive getting to the rack.
It's the second foul on Schubart. We'll see our first sub, Raylan Lancer, about to check in here for Sabetha. First free throw on the way and good for Michaela Williams, and she has four here in the early going. 11-0 start here for the Red Hawks at home. The 2 seed in this sub-state, Blue Jays the 15 seed in this sub-state. Second free throw pure. 5 early points for the sophomore, Michaela Williams, and the lead is now 12-0, about 3 minutes in. Blue Jays got to get on the board. Here's Paxton Michael, left side on the wing, hounded by a double team, gets it off to Kira Keim. She works it back top of the circle. Now a 3-ball straight away by Lancer, nearly got it to go. Left side off the rim, pulled down by Kylie Nelson. Right up the floor, shot no, and another foul is going to put Michaela Williams right back to the line to shoot two more. Is it me, Paige, or does this Redhawks team have a little more pep in the step here in the early going?
Last time we were at home with a quick win against Riverside, 42-39. I think tonight their motto was get out hot and stay hot.
That was on Kira Keim, her first team third, and Michaela Williams now 3-for-3 at the line, and a timeout, no shot being called by the Blue Jays. They are in a little bit of trouble, 3-plus minutes in. Home team Redhawks 13, Blue Jays holding a goose egg. We'll set the side for a quick 30, and we're back right after this.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group, smart coverage simplified.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time out here on KNZA again, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, but he flavors the homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We got Matt, we got Paige, Megan, Brandon all with you. 103.9, Hiawatha and Sabetha channels here tonight. Quarterfinals, girls 3A sub-state, and the home team Redhawks. Page out to a roaring start. We got one more Michaela Williams free throw out of this timeout. She's got an early 6. The Blue Jays still scoreless. 13-0 Redhawks early.
Sabetha, if they want to get into this game, they're going to have to start hitting from behind the arc. And honestly, they have a 5'11 junior in Sydney Schubert that can affect this Hiawatha team as well.
And now 4-for-4 at the line here in the early going for Michaela Williams right out of the timeout. She's got 7 here early. 14-0 Hiawatha in front. We have played 3-plus minutes. As the Blue Jays trying to again force the issue, and they have 4 turnovers here now. As the Redhawks work into the front court here with Addison Williams. Here's Michaela, right back to Addison, right side Kenzie Nelson, or correction, Kylie the touch here on that right wing. Now puts it on the dribble, gets in the lane, all the way off the window, can't get the roll, and it's cleared away by the Blue Jays. Just the second rebound here in the first quarter for the Blue Jays. That one pulled in by Lancer. Redhawks again, slapping it into the backcourt, forcing another turnover all the way to the rack for 2. It's up and in for Addison Williams. All 5 starters have now scored for the Redhawks. It is 15 or now 16-0. And the Blue Jays working into the front court with Michael, and a foul on Hiawatha going against Kenzie Nelson. Her first team foul number 2. A couple of subs coming in both ways. Laura Lears checking in for Hiawatha. Also Remy Steven Morgan. And then we'll see Krista Middleton for the Blue Jays. And also Kira Keim joining her out there. Well, again, the Blue Jays, they haven't been afraid to shoot the 3. They just haven't made one yet. And here's another foul. A little aggressive. Kylie Nelson going for a steal. So just like that, her first and team foul number 3. And Sophia Haberkamp now into the game here for Sabetha. But again, it is Hiawatha 16, Sabetha nothing. 4:12 to go in this opening quarter. Redhawks not playing around here at home tonight to begin the postseason. A lot of time left, though. Bethesda, they got to find a way to chip away in the final half here of this first period. Looking for Michael on the perimeter, and it's ripped away and a steal by Michaela Williams. Can she finish? And up close, missing off the front iron, but another offensive rebound. That has been an issue. For Sabetha. Here is Nelson for three. That's Kylie missing off the heel. And a rebound for Paxton Michael and the Blue Jays. And in the front court, Haberkamp, her first touch, right side on the wing. Triple threat, got knocked to the floor. Able to get it off here to Chloe Detweiler. No shot clock here tonight, something to note as well. 16-0 Redhawks. Another near steal. But working at left side to Michael. She'll trigger a triple. That is an air ball missing long. And the rebound was corralled by Michaela Williams, and she simply just fell to the floor and out of bounds. So the Blue Jays will keep it underneath. As we'll see Polly Rocky into the game, also in Olivia Lang for the Blue Jays as well. So both teams ramping it up off the end of the bench here. Multiple bodies in early, 3:20 to go first quarter. Redhawks 16, Blue Jays nothing. Get it into the backcourt here. This is Haberkamp. Near midcourt, gets it off to Michael right there, head of the circle. Back to Haberkamp on the wing left. One dribble right, looking for a elbow touch. He gets knocked away, body hits the floor, and the tie-up is called. And a turnover by the Blue Jays, going back the way of Hiawatha.
Brandon, I have Sebastian with six early turnovers here, and that's definitely not helping the Blue Jays at all.
They mentioned nearly 21 turnovers, they average a game. And when you're at this point in the season and want to knock out a team as good as Hiawatha, you cannot be on that number. And right now the Blue Jays well on pace here early on. 5 minutes in, three to go, and on the attack, a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called, an illegal screen against Kylie Nelson. Something to monitor, that's her second foul. And team foul number four, that gets Michaela Williams right back into the game. And also Claire Twombly going to check in as well, taking the spot of Kenzie Nelson. So both Nelsons getting breathers here. 2:58 to go in this opening quarter. And all Redhawks, 16-0 as they back off the press just for this possession at least. Here's an elbow jump shot that is short. Missed by Olivia Lang, but able to get the offensive rebound with Kira Kime to keep it alive. Redhawks have been out rebounding the Blue Jays here early on, but an O board there, keeping it alive here at least for this possession. Zone defense right now for the Redhawks. Here's Haberkamp left wing, back up top Kime. Bouncing to the free throw line, it's Lang. She'll turn and fire, nearly banks it in from 15. But able to get the deflection was Haberkamp. So a third opportunity here on this possession. Here's Kime, a deep one. This one missing off the left rim. And finally cleared away by Remy Steven Morgan. And then they turn it over to Hiawatha. Now we get a whistle and either a tie-up or a foul. It's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow keeps it here with the Blue Jays. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Kind of an awkward possession there. But the Redhawks cruising along. 16-0 their advantage. Kime trying to throw it in, trying to bounce it through traffic, and it's kicked out of bounds. It'll stay here. This is a Hiawatha team scoring north of 53 points per game. Blue Jays, again, they have struggled on offense, just about 31 points per game this season. They set up Kime in the corner for three. It was on target, but long. And another rebound this time by Laura Lears. Redhawks trying to add to a 16-0 lead as they get it inside to Steven Morgan. Here's a long three, Polly Rocky. Boy, hard off the rim, but right there to clean it up, Michaela Williams, who's got 9 points and four early rebounds. It is now 18-0 Redhawks. Rebounding, not turning it over, making shots from the outside. It's been business as usual here for Hiawatha in this first quarter, about the final 90 seconds. Blue Jays don't want to go scoreless. Here's Kime for three. It's off the backboard. That's all it touched. Steven Morgan the rebound, a whistle and a foul. Going against the Blue Jays, pushing into the front court was Rocky.
Bethesda has seen this Hiawatha team twice now. It lost to them twice already. You've got to imagine there's some strategy that Coach Rottenberger's trying to play. If they know Hiawatha's going to shoot it, they're going to face guard him the entire time on the perimeter.
It is 18-0 Redhawks. Lancer and Michael checking back in here for the Blue Jays in the road blue uniforms, white numerals. And lettering, Redhawks in the home whites with the red numerals. A little bit of blue trimmed in there as well. Here's Polly Rocky, open for three, halfway down and out left corner. and it's cleared away by Crystal Middle for the Blue Jays. Here's Michael into the front court. Nobody called Wolf, and Rocky knocks it out of bounds. 109 to go in the quarter. 18-0 Red Hawks. Blue Jays will throw it in near side corner. And when you struggle to score, you're probably not going to win a lot of games. And that's been kind of the issue for the Blue Jays this season. They got a long way to go to climb their way back in, but fortunate for them, there's still a lot of time. Final minute of this first quarter. 18-0 Red Hawks here at home. Here is Haverkamp. Might have got away with a walk and maybe tried to draw the foul. She threw up a shot and just threw it out of bounds. And it's going to be Red Hawk basketball. So with no shot clock, if the Red Hawks want to control it here, final 52 seconds, they certainly can do so. It's Addison Williams up top with it. Now Rocky back to Addison, right side to Michaela. Into the corner with Twombly, thought about it. Now back to Michaela, right wing, Twombly right corner, 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Now the Blue Jays might be shut out, down 18-0. Here is Twombly, good defense on the perimeter there. Tied up by Kristen Middle, but the Red Hawks will keep it with 27.9 seconds to go in the quarter. At this point, with no shot clock, you have a lead. I think if you're Coach Jasper in Hiawatha, just don't necessarily have to take the final shot, but if you get a good look, you might as well take. Here's Michaela Williams in the corner. They set it up for Rocky. Closed out quickly. Good defense there by Haverkamp. Down to 18 seconds, Michaela on the drive, Kenzie Nelson, one dribble left, now Rocky left wing, she'll set, she'll fire, Allen missing strong on a triple, but another offensive rebound for Michaela Williams this time, 8 seconds to go, she gets in the lane, short two, that one is long, cleared away by Middle and Savetha, final 2 seconds here, Michael gets a 40-footer up at the buzzer, and it's short, and that takes us to the end of one. Well, it's a shutout for the Red Hawks here in the first 8 minutes in this opening round game at home. Red Hawks 18, Blue Jays nothing. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA tonight. Hiawatha and Sabetha channels queued up as well. Paige and Matt on that side of it. Brandon and Megan with you here on KNZA. Well, Paige, 2 seed and 20-3 Hiawatha girls looking pretty strong tonight. An 18-0 advantage over Sabetha at the end of the first quarter.
Hiawatha is definitely playing their game. They're not fazed by having a Big East League opponent here tonight. And Hiawatha, they're going to keep cruising like this unless Sabetha can figure out a different strategy.
Winner of this game will get the winner of Riverside and Royal Valley, which is the 7-10 matchup being played at Riverside tonight. One of the more intriguing games on the girls' side in 3A and the first round action here tonight, no doubt. All right, Blue Jays still scoreless as we go to the second quarter here. Michaela Williams, 9 points to lead the way for the Red Hawks here early. That's the right again on the possession. As Haverkamp the touch, now into the corner with Trahoda. Up top to Haverkamp. Floater off 1 foot. Nearly banked it in up close. And off the ricochet, it's taken down by Kylie Nelson. Kylie Nelson up the floor. Addison Williams all the way, forcing a tough one up, trying to fight for her own rebound underneath. And tied up with a couple of Blue Jays. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with the Red Hawks. 7:31 to go until the half. 18-0 home team Red Hawks. Now the officials huddled up, and the call was a jump ball, and the arrow was towards the Red Hawks, and that is going to be the case. Little chuckle?
Yeah.
Okay. Williams to throw it in. It's Kylie Nelson up top. A season she has had. Here's Michaela Williams. Why not? She'll try. Hits the rim twice. Falls off on a three. Kenzie Nelson using strength. Her second chance up. It is high off the backboard, and now Kylie is in there to grab an offensive rebound and deflect it out of bounds. The Red Hawks will keep. Boy, the rebounding has been heavily favored on the side of the home team Red Hawks. Just trying to do some quick math in my head. got 15 rebounds already, potentially?
That's all right.
That is a lot, and a lot on the offensive end. Up top, Twombly wide open for three, missing it off the right rim, and finally the Blue Jays cleared away with Shubars. Shubars picked up the dribble, needing a little bit of help from his teammate. Now a long pass, far side to near side, into the front court with Michael. Now Detweiler in the corner. A minute gone by, second quarter. Blue Jays still scoreless, 18-0 Redhawks. Right side shot, Detweiler, another air ball, might as well have been a pass. It was caught by Trahoda on the backside. Now a corner three is finally put down. It is Sophia Haverkamp finally getting the Blue Jays on the board. It's 6:40 to go until the half. It is 18-3. Well, it took 9-plus minutes for the Blue Jays to get on the board here tonight. Here's Michaela Williams, a little shaded left, right down the middle, scoops it up. Couldn't get it to go, but a foul on the Blue Jays underneath, and more free throws coming for the Redhawks. It is Detweiler picks up her first, and the Blue Jays' first foul here in the second. So Michaela Williams, who's having a very nice night so far, this is already going to be her fifth and sixth free throw attempts tonight. And the first one is up and in, and she is now 5 for 5 at the line, Paige, and right now leading the way with 10 points.
I'm going to guess Beth is going to want to stop fouling her.
Next one on the way, and they might. She's 6 for 6. That's 11 to lead all scores. It is 20-3 Redhawks. And the Blue Jays instantly turn it over. The pressure has been a problem. That is 8 first half turnovers unofficially for the Blue Jays. So not quite 2 minutes into this second. 20-3 is our score in favor of the home team Redhawks. Here is Kylie Nelson up top. In between the rings. A little perimeter passing here. Addison Williams now up top. Back to Kylie. Going to work, gets baseline, and she draws a foul, shooting a jumper on that left baseline, just bumped enough by Paxton Michael to get the whistle. That'll put Kylie Nelson at the line. First time tonight, she's got 2 points and 3 rebounds.
I think it's important for Hiawatha that other players besides Kylie have scored here so early tonight. Kylie's still sitting with just two.
Now broke the single season points record, single season three-pointers record this year.
And three-pointers in a game.
And three-pointers in a game as well. She had tied it multiple times before finally breaking that mark.
Against the
triples against the Blue Jays. There you go. The second is good by Nelson. She's got 3 points going 1 for 2 there. 21-3 Hiawatha at 2 minutes into the second quarter. Another deflected pass. Another forced turnover here for the Redhawks. Trying to get up the floor. Shot in transition. No. Kenzie Nelson, though, an offensive rebound. Gets it right back up, and they reset. Here's a short J from the right side. Hits nothing but backboard, and hey, you guessed it. Another offensive rebound, this time by Twombly. Another pass onto the backside for Addison Williams. Two dribbles in, curls all the way. Shot might have been blocked, and it's tipped out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Detweiler. The last touch by the Blue Jays, and this possession continues for the Redhawks.
Something that Sabetha does have, both Trahoda and Shubars is listed at 5'11". Hiawatha doesn't have much taller than 5'8". They might as well use that if they can.
Williams to throw it in. It's Addison to Twombly in the left corner. And a travel's going to be called against Twombly. This is the second turnover against the Redhawks. Blue Jays get a stop. They're down 21-3 at 5:31 to go until the half. And we'll have earlier edition of Jake and Bob on the scoreboard show after our broadcast here tonight. We'll be back in the studio with them as well. Here's a nice pass inside. Shot is good and one. And a bucket for Sydney Shubart. The best-looking offensive set for the Blue Jays here tonight. They finally get their first free throw attempt. The foul is on Michaela Williams, her first, since he's on number one. So here's Shubarth at the line, team leader in rebounds, just under 7 a contest, also going with about 6 points a game. She missed the free throw, fighting for the rebound, though, and we're going to get a tie-up underneath. And the possession arrow is, I believe, going to keep it right here with Sabetha, so they do get that possession back after a missed freebie. Paxton Michael checking back in. Taking the spot of Chloe Detweiler. 5:20 to go this first half. 21-5, Hiawatha. Here's Kime up top, bouncing to the high post. Now they get a post touch here. Turning, facing, Shubarth had it knocked away in a steal. Another turnover by the Blue Jays. Long pass up the floor. Michaela Williams backing it out up top. Here's Addison. Now Michaela for three. Yes. 14 for Michaela Williams in her second three here in the first half. It is 24-5 Hiawatha. and led it 18-0 at the end of the first quarter. Blue Jays didn't get their first bucket until the 6:40 mark at the second. Now Michael having to work around a double team does so. Another pass to Schubart on the block. Kicks it back to Michael. Good look from three. That one's good. Big shot for Paxton Michael. Her first one tonight. And it's 24-8 Hiawatha. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Michaela Williams, nice ball fake. Left elbow, dumps it down. Short corner left to Twombly. And it gets back up top to Michaela again for three. This one on target but long. It's kicked out into the right corner. Kylie Nelson hits the floor hard. And I believe it's going to be Redhawks basketball. Stephen Morgan back in for Hiawatha. Also checking back in is Sophia Haberkamp for the Blue Jays. Got 4:18 to go until the half. 24-8 is our score. Redhawks looking for win number 21 this season, the 2 seed in this upstate. They set it up for Michaela Williams. She is wide open, left it short, but right into the hands of Addison for another offensive rebound, and then she threw it away underneath. Just the third turnover by the Redhawks, and they nearly take it right back, but knocked out of bounds. Blue Jays will keep. Laura Lear's back in. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, Sebastian's still looking to get into double-digit scoring. This would be a good chance to do it. 4:03 left to go before the half.
Yep, halfway in, halfway home here in this second period. A 24-8 Redhawk lead, trying to force the issue again with the full-court press. Michael, long pass towards the near side corner. Too much on it. Out of bounds for Blue Jays turnover. Head coach Rochelle Wartenberger just hands on the head and just kind of wondering, what can we do? The pressure has been an issue being applied by the Redhawks all first half. Here is Callie Nelson into the front court. Puts on the pace a little bit. Now left side to Michaela Williams. Post touchdown for Stephen Morgan. Right side on the wing, it's Callie Nelson. Here's Kinsey on the block. Right back to Kylie on the wing. 3:39 to go. No shot clock here at Hiawatha tonight. Good little two-man game underneath. Kinsey Nelson, the assist. And the bucket underneath by Remy Stephen Morgan. First bench player to get on the board for the Redhawks here in this half. 26-8 Hiawatha. 3:25 to go. First half. EJ's get it into the front court here. Right side on the wing at Haberkamp. Trying to get a post touch here. Turning and facing is Lanter. Gets one up off the window for two. Nice move down low. And it's 26-10. Basket actually to Schubart there. Here's Kylie Nelson for three. Hits nothing but backboard. Still fighting for it underneath. And a whistle and a tie-up. And it will be Blue Jays basketball. And now we get a whistle and a timeout for the Blue Jays. I believe it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 3:02 to go, first half. Redhawks 26 and the Blue Jays 10. So again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and Whiting. We got Paige, Megan in studio. We got Matt helping out with the channels as well. Brandon with you here on KMZX. So again, we talked some keys. Can't turn it over. Blue Jays unofficially have double-digit turnovers already. Got to be able to knock down a three. They have two, but I think they missed their first maybe 6 or 7 from downtown before finally getting on the board. I hate you so much. But nonetheless, a ramped-up Redhawks team against a team that they're very familiar with. You get into these one-and-done scenarios, you just never know. You know, you take everything out the window, but right now the 2-seed is looking like a 2-seed over the 15 with 3 minutes to go in the half, leading by 16.
Bethesda's also on a 7-game loss streak, and they can't feel very good going into the substate either.
So out of the timeout, Blue Jays break the press here. Left side it goes. Haberkamp for three. A little bit strong on the backside, though. Rebound for Kira Kime, and then she had it knocked away. And another Blue Jays turnover underneath. Here's Kylie Nelson all the way, drawing the body and the foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. It's 2:43 to go in the half. Redhawks by 16. They get middled with the foul. And it's her first. And for that, the team foul number three. Here's Kylie at the line, 1 for 2 here in this half. Make it 2 for 3 as she knocks in the first. One of the leading scorers, I would bet a bottom dollar that Kylie Nelson will be first team all league in the Big East this season. As she goes 2 for 2 here and has 5 in this opening half. 28-10 now, the Redhawks by 18. BJ's get a post touch inside, it's Lanter. Now an elbow jump shot on the way, good look, just missing. And a rebound for Kylie Nelson, her fourth of the half. Here's Kylie into the front court. Now, Rocky a touch, right back to Kylie Nelson up top. Two defenders run at her. She backs away from it near midcourt. Working near side to far side. A one-handed bounce pass, looking for Kinsey inside, and out of bounds, a Redhawks turnover. Well, the official said Blue Jays ball, and I think they're going to change this call. And maybe credit the Red Hawks student section for helping the change there. It was last touch by the Blue Jays.
Our boys team is all headed in there. I think they had some thought about that.
Hiawatha boys got a big win last night. Kick off their postseason run. Here's Kylie Nelson. Might have got knocked down and off the miss. It was taken down by Rocky. Now an open shot for Laura Lears, missing off the left rim. Going up high for the rebound, though, was Lanther, and then a foul on the Red Hawks underneath. I believe they get Kenzie Nelson here. That is her second. And team foul number two in the quarter. Just 2:03 to go in this second. 18-point Red Hawks lead at 28-10. But, I mean, for the Blue Jays, again, they were held scoreless in the entire first quarter, yet they got 10 on the board here. So certainly getting better offensively. They got to chip away at the deficit. Here's Kime up top. Zone defense right now for the Red Hawks. Michael contested left corner three. Just a little bit short, grazing the iron. And the rebound cleared away by Laura Lears. Here's Lears into the front court. Angles right. Had it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Red Hawks in the front court. Minute 40 to go until the half. Lead is 18 for the home team Hawks. Very intriguing matchups in this 3A substate here tonight, including Riverside and Royal Valley, with the winner of that game going to get the winner of this game next week in the substate semifinal. Here's a three spread away by Michaela Williams, and she's got 17 here in the first half. She has got the hot hand for sure, and under 90 seconds to go in the half, it is 31-10, Red Hawks. Post touch, left side Michael, quick fire on a triple. That is an air ball out of bounds and back to the Red Hawks. Just a lot of one-and-done possessions, and you can't fault the Blue Jays for forcing up three.
No.
I mean, you can work it a little bit to get a three. Not saying you can't do that, but they're going to have to hit threes if they want to come back in this game, and they certainly understand that. They have taken a lot of them and only made two here in the first half. Here's Michaela Williams, dribbled out into the left corner. Now Rocky to touch. Back to Michaela. Why not? Well, thought about it for a second. Now puts it back down on the dribble. Here's Laura Lears. Now at the free throw line, Twombly. Good ball movement for Rocky in the corner. Here's Twombly again. Might have got away with a walk, no call. Here's Rocky on the right wing. Gets baseline looking for Twombly down low. And the Blue Jays knock it out of bounds. Touched last by Lanter underneath.
You've got to get shout-outs to Sabetha. They're doing a great job of closing in the Red Hawks offense. Like, they're playing their defense about as well as they can right now.
Well, the Red Hawks have 13 points this quarter. They lead it by 21. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Here's Michaela Williams for three. It's not there this time from the right corner. And on the backside of it, off the miss, a rebound for Kime. Final 33 seconds of the half. 21-point Red Hawk lead. Here is Kira Kime with it. Dribbling out near midcourt. Her pass a little bit too much on it. Out of bounds for another Blue Jay turnover. There's such thing as, like, hustle turnovers and also ill-advised turnovers. And the ill-advised ones are racking up here in the first half for Sabetha. We've got a timeout on the floor with 26 seconds to go in the half. Home team Red Hawks leading the Blue Jays 31-10. That timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Paige, how about Michaela Williams, man? 17 points. She had 9 in the first quarter. She's hit 2 threes in the second period alone. She's also 6-for-6 at the free throw line and has 5 rebounds.
Got to say, I'm not too surprised. The first couple of games of the season, Michaela was dropping about 18, 20 points, 16 points, and it kind of got back down as Kylie Nelson started to get more hot. But to see her kind of get back to her not being afraid to shoot, it's pretty good for this Red Hawks team. Because like I said, it's Kylie. She's only got, what, 4?
5 points.
So
that'll make Hiawatha very dangerous if they can win games without Kylie Nelson going for her average, which is 19.8 points per game. Out of the timeout, final 22 seconds and counting for the Red Hawks here on the possession, leading by 21. Here's Michaela Williams, left wing. Shimmy through a defender, scoops it up, and what touch at the rim. Michaela Williams, why not? She's got 19. 33-10 Red Hawks, final 7 seconds here in the half. Here's Michael. Here's Kime. Decent look right wing. High off the front rim. Tipped around. Taken away by Michaela Williams. And that'll take us to the end of the first half. Michaela Williams leading the Red Hawks with 19 in the first half. And the 2-seed in the substate blowing it open. They lead it by 23. It is 33-10, their lead on the Sabetha Blue Jays. Well, let's go to the halftime show up next. Brought to you by Highland Community College. close to home, far from dead. Online, HighlandCC.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3A girls substate quarterfinal here tonight at the Roundhouse. Hiawatha, the 2 seed in the field, leading 15 seed Sabetha, 33-10 at the halftime break. Again, Highland Community College, appreciate them very much. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Paige alongside Matt Morton as well. Megan in studio here on KMCA. Brandon Tatman with you. If you look at the second quarter, Paige, it was 15-10 Hiawatha, and you think, all right, Sabetha will take that quarter, keeping themselves in the game for an 8-minute stretch. The only problem is Hiawatha outscored the Blue Jays 18-0 in the first, and right now it's 33-10 at the halftime break.
Sabetha's going to have to find a quarter where they outscore Hiawatha, and the way Hiawatha's been shooting the ball, especially with Michaela Williams, she's got 19 in the first half.
She's plus 9 on Sabetha by herself.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for Sabetha to find out, hey, what can we do to stop them? I mean, they're shutting down Kylie, but then they have one go that can stop straight up.
Well, again, we mentioned Michaela Williams been the hot hand in the first half. She had 9 in the first quarter, 10 in the second, so 19 in the first half. She was 6-for-6 at the free throw line. She had 6 rebounds, and she hit 3 threes. So Michaela having a very nice first half here tonight as they lead it by 23 points. Kylie Nelson had 5, 3 as well from Claire Twombly, and then 2 apiece, Addison Williams, Kenzie Nelson, and Remy Steven Morgan. Now on the side for Sabetha, they had 4 in the first half from Sydney Schubart. They got 3 from Sophia Haberkamp and also another 3 from Paxton Michael. We talked rebounding right now unofficially. 22-13 is the rebound number in favor of Hiawatha there. And then free throw shooting, you got Hiawatha who came in tonight just shy of 60% as a team on the year from the line. Well, they've hit 9-10 here in the first half, so very good in that regard. Only 1 free throw attempt for the Blue Jays. They missed that opportunity. And the turnovers, 13 of them for Sabetha in the first half. Just 3 turnovers for Hiawatha. So, again, the stats heavily favoring the Red Hawks, and that is what you see on the scoreboard. Red Hawks at home leading at 33-10. We'll continue our halftime coverage right after this here on KMZA.
K.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowshell.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Morrow Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrow Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
3A girls sub-state quarterfinal at the Roundhouse tonight. Home team Redhawks in control, leading Big East League foe and rival Sabetha 33-10. We got Paige and company on the channels, Megan and Brandon here on KNZA. We went through some of the key numbers in that first half. 19 points for Michaela Williams to lead all scores. Sabetha just had three players score out of their 10 in that opening half. Again, it was 18-0 after one. 33-10, Redhawks at the half. As always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. As a member firm, Holton Tax Services, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Final 2 minute timeout, second half, coming your way next here on KNZA.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Dialed in, Hiawatha and Sabetha channels, Megan and Brandon on KNZA. two seed in this sub-state. Girls side, Class 3A, Hiawatha here at home in the roundhouse, leading it by 23 over Sabetha as we switch sides and we start the third quarter here tonight. Red Hawks by 23, and here we go, third quarter underway. Red Hawks now left to right on offense here in the second half. Here's Kylie Nelson in the left corner. Addison Williams on the wing. Up top to Michaela, right side to Twombly. Perimeter passing. Here's a ball fake by Michaela. Good bounce pass. Kenzie Nelson inside. That's too easy. And great offense to start. Kenzie Nelson now with four. And it's 35-10, Hiawatha. Blue Jays now from right to left. They're opening possession. They get a post touch. Moving the ball quick. Here's time. A little hesitation. Let's go. A long three. It is short. And a good job by Kylie Nelson to box out down low. Let that one go out of bounds. And the Red Hawks get a stop. And they'll get it back left to right. 34 seconds into the third, leading now by 25.
Hiawatha up by 25, but I'd imagine they're not going to put on the brakes yet.
Why not, Michaela Williams? And she does it again. 22 on a straightaway three. 38-10 now. Michaela Williams might be having a career night. Here's Paxton Michael that gets a free throw line touch with Shoebarth, and she steps in and knocks one in up close. Sydney Shoebarth, 5'11 junior, 6 points here tonight, makes it 38-12, Red Hawks. Just a minute gone by here in this third quarter. Here's Michaela again on a drive, kicking left. This is Addison for three, hits the rim twice and falls off, and clearing the board there with Shoebarth for the Blue Jays. Into the front court this time, right side to Michael. Red Hawks backing up the pressure just a touch, turning, facing, and firing, leaving a shot short. Tipped out on the perimeter to Kylie Nelson, and she puts down the shoulder, gets one up close, but tried to draw the foul, didn't get the call, and it's cleared away by Michael. Here's Michael into the front court for the Blue Jays, not quite 2 minutes into the third. It's been all Red Hawks here tonight, and there's the turnover by the Blue Jays in the far side quarter. Here's Kenzie Nelson, puts the brakes on, and they'll reset. Michaela Williams, heat check right side, there it is again. 25-5-3 for Michaela Williams, timeout on the floor. It is a full. We'll step aside, or nope. It is a 30, so sorry about that, Megan. We'll keep it right here. 6:07 to go third quarter. 41-12, Paige. Red Hawks, and I mentioned a moment ago, it could be a
it is
career night. Okay, I was about to say, of all people, you should know if a Hiawatha Red Hawk is having a career night. And Michaela Williams, who came in two tonight, averaging 10.7 points per game. How about 25, and we're still early in the third quarter. Michaela's got six rebounds. She's 6 for 6 at the line, and she has knocked down five threes, as we mentioned, for 25 points and counting.
And coming into this game, her career high was 18 set earlier
okay.
this year.
What's the single-game scoring record?
I can find out real quick.
I know you know.
Yeah, I have it very handy.
Well, she's got 25 with 6 minutes to go, although if this trend continues here.
36.
Okay, she needs 11 points.
I think she could do it.
Now, she has been very efficient. Michaela Williams here tonight. Both teams on the floor, but the officials at the scorer's table. Maybe an issue with the talking about the timeouts, making sure the timeout's correct on each side. If the Red Hawks can blow somebody out with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and yet your leading scorer, Kylie Nelson, only has five. I think that could bode well for a deep playoff run for the Red Hawks. All right, back to it. Blue Jays, a lot of work to do. They're down 41-12. Here's Shoebarth. Little up and under move, and nicely played. She draws the foul. And a bright spot tonight, 5'11 junior Sydney Shoebarth. She'll go to the line for two. She got 6 points and three rebounds. First team foul on either side in the third quarter. Twombly picks up her first as Shoebarth is at the line. Yeah, the first free throw is good. She's got 7 to lead the Blue Jays. It was 18-0, Red Hawks after 1, 33-10 at the halftime break. 5:54 to go in the third. Right now it's 41-13. Third meeting between these two this season. Second one good by Shoebarth. And she's got 8 in tonight's game. 41-14, Red Hawks. 2-plus minutes gone by in the third. Here's Swambly in the corner. She'll try one and spins out. Boy, it was halfway down on a triple. And the rebound punched down by Shoebarth. And here comes Shoebarth into the front court. Trehota now in the right corner. Right back to Shoebarth on the block. A lot of white jerseys knocking it away, but Michael gets a look. Left corner three. That is an air ball. It's too long. Backside pulling it down with Kinsey Nelson. Her sixth rebound here tonight. Long pass up the floor. Here's Addison Williams. Right back to Michaela. Again, a career night with 25. Here's Kinsey on the block. Rejected. Schubar throwing it out of bounds. Good defense underneath.
Schubar is having a great night for Sabetha tonight. She just averages just shy of six. Already up to eight here tonight.
Another sub in here for the Blue Jays. First time in the second half. We'll see Krista Middle taking the spot of Macy Trahoda. 5:17 to go, third quarter. Redhawks 41, Blue Jays 14. Here is Addison to throw it in. Kylie Nelson to touch high right on the wing. Coming back to get it right there. And on the dribble with it, Addison Williams. Here's Michaela, right side on the wing. Up top to Addison. Looking for the left side three. Kylie sends it, and it's a little bit short. And fighting for the rebound, grabbing it with Detweiler, and then immediately tied up. But I think a foul going to be called here on Michaela. So Michaela Williams picks up her second, team foul number two. Well, you mentioned the single game scoring record is 36. And Michaela right now 25 with still 5 minutes to go in the third. We will monitor as we continue on here tonight. Redhawks in danger of maybe putting a running clock on the Blue Jays in the fourth quarter. Schubarth had that knocked away on the block, and it's another Blue Jays turnover. Here's Michaela. Nobody called Wolf, and she had it knocked away out of bounds underneath. Good job there by the Blue Jays on the defense. 4:41 left in the third. Redhawks 41, Blue Jays 14. And a late sub in for the Blue Jays. We'll see Hayden Jackman in for the first time. Played sparingly throughout the season for Coach Wartenberger. Nobody guarding Michaela for three. Oh, it was long from the left wing. Just miscommunication there on the defense by the Blue Jays, but they get it off the miss. Into the front court, Michael on the wing, being hounded heavily by Kylie Nelson. Detweiler lobbing a pass, open three, Michael, switch. And showing a little emotion as well, you like to see it. 6 points, couple of threes tonight for Paxton Michael. And the lead for the Redhawks is 41-17 at 4:13 to go in the third. So Hiawatha with no shot clock, big lead here, nobody marking up Kinsey Nelson, left wing to right block. Michaela with an assist. Kinsey Nelson with the deuce. It is 43-17 Redhawks. Passing has been superb tonight for the Redhawks here on offense. Here's Schubarth. Elbow jump shot. More squared away on the free throw line and off the heel. Rebound Kinsey Nelson. 3:42 clock moving. Michaela thought about it. Puts it on the dribble. Backside. Twombly again. Shot blocked by Schubarth.
Nicely played.
Back-to-back block shot. Braylon Lancer checking in here. Rahoda is on the floor as well. Twombly and Rocky and Stephen Morgan all checking in here for the Redhawks. And it's been all Hiawatha here. 43-17 their current advantage at 3:35 to go in the third. Blue Jays trying to force the issue here. Ripped away by Kinsey Nelson on the perimeter. Here's Paulie Rocky. Now Lears, back to Rocky, now Kylie Nelson gets to the elbow, kicks right, wing three on the way, this one off the heel. Offensive rebound though by Laura Lears, and then she fouled. Blue Jay foul going against Aiden Jackman, her first team first. One thing I will say about tonight's game, there hasn't been a ton of whistles.
No, they're letting them play.
Letting them play a touch, you like to see it in the playoffs for sure. Redhawks have it here, leading big, 43-17. Kylie Nelson up top to Kinsey, right back to Kylie on the wing. This time she'll trigger, and this time she'll hit. That is a triple for Kylie Nelson, adding to her single-season record. She's got 8 points here tonight, 46-17. Redhawks right back up to four, and Schubarth again up close, getting one in off the window straight away. So Schubarth now with 10, 46-19 Redhawks, and now the Blue Jays come away with a steal at midcourt. Turnover on Hiawatha. Up top to Schubarth. Nice little ball fake. Gets to the elbow. Trying to direct traffic. Gets it off to Jackman in the corner. Went baseline. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Addison Williams checking back in here on this dead ball, replacing Kinsey Nelson. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Redhawks 46, Blue Jays 19. Here is Jackman to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. It goes to Trahoda, who steps in. Shot is short. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Decent look from 15. Callie Nelson, right wing, being hounded, had it knocked away, gathering the dribble. Now between the rings out high, Addison Williams. Left side of the floor, it's Polly Rocky. Back to Addison, right back to Rocky. Little give and take, fires a three, does Rocky. Missing off the front rim, spinning it up and in off the rebound with Stephen Morgan, who's got four. 48-19, Redhawks, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Trahoda. Now an elbow touch, Shoebarth stepping in, wide open underneath. Nice pass by Shoebarth, easy two for Raven Lancer, who's got her first two tonight. 48-21, Redhawks, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a foul on the floor going against the Blue Jays here. And they get Jackman with her second and team foul number two. Jackman comes out, Michael back in, minute 57 to go third quarter. Right now a lead of 27 for the home team Redhawks. Here's Lears out along the perimeter. Now a cutting Rocky. Immediately tied up by Shoebarth, heady play underneath, and that'll force the turnover. And back into the game, Chloe Detweiler taking the spot of Sydney Shoebarth, who played some nice minutes tonight here, the junior forward for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays down big, 48-21, minute 45, clock moving third quarter. Here's Sophia Haverkamp, who's back in. Left side pass from Lancer, three by Michael, left it a touch short. Offensive rebound, and then it is ripped away. What a defensive effort there by the Redhawks underneath, and Laura Lears, actually Rocky on the takeaway. Here's the post touch for Stephen Morgan. One dribble in, shot good, and one. Foul on Lancer, her first, and an and one opportunity for Remy. Stephen Morgan, who's got 6 points, and a chance for one more at the line. Going to see the first time tonight, Callie Scott, a senior, checking in. So Coach Jasper, a 29 late third. Probably going to see multiple JV bodies in towards the end of this game. But Scott's entering tonight for the first time. Stephen Morgan trying to cap that three. Can't do so, it's long, and a rebound for the Blue Jays. So at the end of the front court here with Haverkamp. Limit 20 to go in this third quarter. Post touch, shot, no. Backside rebound, chased down in the corner, letting it go out of bounds with Rocky. And the smart call because it's Redhawks basketball. Minute 14 left, third quarter. 29-point advantage for the Redhawks here at home. Well on pace for the 21st win of the season. Just three losses for the Redhawks to this point. Had a chance to win the Big East a couple of weeks ago, but Silver Lake winning inside the roundhouse to claim that title. Straightaway three is bottom for Laura Lears. Lears on the board now, her ninth three this season. 53-21 Redhawks, 49 seconds and counting in the third. Here's Michael trying to answer left side, high off the front rim. Offensive rebound there for Detweiler to keep it alive. Here's Haverkamp, off-balance shot. That one missing off the left rim. Another offensive rebound, this time by Lancer. Third opportunity on this possession, 33 seconds to go in the third. Here's a post touch, turning, is Lancer getting one in off the window with the right hand for two. Lancer with four, and the lead is 30 for Hiawatha, 53-23. Final 20 seconds here in the third. Here's Scott handing off to Lears on the perimeter, back to Scott left wing. Now Rocky had it knocked away and being tied up. Good job over there defensively by Haverkamp. And on the tie, it's going to stay here with the Redhawks. 11 seconds to go in the quarter, leading by 30. It'll be Lears to throw it in far sideline, up top to Stephen Morgan, right side to Rocky. Or correction, that's Lears from Rocky. Now a pass inside, deflected out of bounds. Redhawks now will throw it in underneath. 6.1 seconds remaining. Here is Rocky to throw it in. Dumps it to Kinsey in the post. One dribble. Throws it up underhanded. Couldn't get it to go. Scott for three at the buzzer. It's so good. Kinsey Nelson. A couple of offensive rebounds there, but the Redhawks come up empty on that final possession of the third quarter. But for the Redhawks, they did not certainly need that bucket right there because they lead it by 30. 53-23. We'll get a running clock as we go to the fourth quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair.
With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes here from the Roundhouse. Girls quarterfinals in Class 3A, two-seed Hiawatha. 30 points lead on Sabetha Page as we go to the final 8 minutes.
Well, Hiawatha's done a great job of just playing their game. They didn't remake the wheel, as some would say. And they're definitely playing Red Hawk basketball. Unfortunately for Sabetha.
You mean reinvent the wheel?
Isn't that what I said?
No.
Oh. Well,
no,
you know exactly
okay.
what I meant, and
yeah.
I even talked to my flow,
okay.
and now we're in the game. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paige.
Yeah.
Cut you off there. Fourth quarter underway, Red Hawks by 30. So the Blue Jays have the opening possession. They've played much better, certainly, since the first quarter when they were shut out 18-0, but they turn it over here in transition, and a layup is good by Kylie Nelson. He's got 10.
15 turnovers for Sabetha?
Roughly. Get the official numbers after the game tonight for the Red Hawks. In line for win number 21 on the season, here's Michael, right side three, hits high off the rim, underneath, Deja Black, who had checked into the game, or back, excuse me, had it ripped down, and then I believe a tie-up was called?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought it was a foul, but no, a tie-up there, so we got Deja back into the game. You're going to have to help me out here, Paige. Chrissy Allen as well.
And Mackenzie Shepherd.
And Mackenzie Shepherd as well. So running clock, a minute into the fourth quarter. Here is a deep three straight away, nearly knocked in by Chrissy Allen, and the rebound for Paxton Michael and Sabetha. So again, fresh bodies in. The only non-key contributor out there is Callie Nelson.
And Michaela.
And Michaela, yep, that is true. And tied up inside, jump ball. Good job by Chrissy Allen on the defense. 2-4 save, Blue Jays turnover. Or nope. Referee's got it wrong. It's actually going to stay on this end of the floor. So again, the running clock in effect, 6:22 and counting. 55-23, our score, Red Hawks. Into the corner with Shubarth. Now Kime looking for Michael, not there. Now Trahoda, right side on the wing. Thought about a three. Now Kime up top. Elbow touch, looking for a back door. It's tipped away and a steal. Turned over by the Blue Jays. Here's Michaela Williams. 25 points tonight, a career high. Here's Beck underneath, wide open, up for two.
Third assister.
Hey, there you go. And Beck gets her first two tonight, 57-23, Red Hawks. 5:48, running clock, fourth quarter. Here's Trahoda for three, and that one's good from the right corner. Trahoda, her first bucket tonight, makes it 57-26, Red Hawks, at 5:35 to go. Here's Beck again, wide open inside. Blue Jays just simply not playing defense. Beck with back-to-back buckets. She's got four. 59-26, Red Hawks, 5:22, clock moving. Running Styles here in the fourth quarter. Here's Kime, right side. Trahoda couldn't handle it. Out of bounds for a turnover. Polly Rocky's going to check in here. So Michaela Williams, Callie Nelson, their nights are done. But a career night for Michaela with 25 points.
I'm sure she's not going to shake her head that much.
Callie Scott back in as well. So again, under 5 minutes to go, running clock, 59-26 Red Hawks. I want a post touch here. It is Allen losing it, picked up by the Blue Jays. Beck's going to tie it up underneath, and the possession arrow going to keep it on this end of the floor with the Red Hawks. So again, looking ahead, haven't seen an update, but Riverside and Royal Valley, that is the 7-10 matchup tonight. We'll see if we can get a score on that because Hiawatha, they will get the winner of that game next week in the semifinals. Of course, certainly more familiar with Royal Valley than Riverside, but very evenly matched game in that 7-10. Here's a foul on the perimeter. Kira Kine picks it up. That'll be her third. Running clock at 4:16. It is. Red Hawks have it. Leading big, 59-26, running clock about to be at the halfway point here in the final quarter. Here's Callie Scott, picks it up a little bit right on the wing. Now Allen up top. They want Beck again on the block, and before the shot, she's fouled on the floor. This time, Detweiler gets charged. That is her second, team foul number two. Running clock at 3:47. Late sub coming in. Olivia Lang's going to check back in here for the Blue Jays, taking the spot of Sydney Schubarth. And Schubarth, if that's her final minutes here this season, again, she had a very nice night. 10.4 rebounds leading the Blue Jays. Redhawks working around the perimeter here with 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a long two. Nearly got it to go. Fighting for the rebound. Still on the deck. Finally picked up by the Blue Jays and Trajota. Here's Michael. Here's Trajota. Here's Keim. Now Detweiler. Back to Keim. Deep right wing three. She'll fire. That is buried. Kira Keim way downtown. That's her first bucket tonight. 3:08 running clock. Fourth quarter. Redhawks 59. Blue Jays 29. Here's an elbow touch. Allen holding it high, and multiple Blue Jays reaching in there, and I think a foul is going to be called. And this one is going against Keim. That is her fourth, and it's team foul number three here in this final period. Izzy Scobie checking in here for the Blue Jays. Also, Krista Middle back in as well. And Kenzie Nelson is checking back in here for the Redhawks with 2.5 minutes to go. Kenzie up top. They want back down low. Defended well. Now a long two, right corner. That one short. Tipped into the hands of Kenzie Nelson. Back up top. Here's a long two straight away. That one missing. And a rebound cleared away, this time by Olivia Lang. Was that Shepherd?
That was Callie Scott.
Oh, that was Scott who missed the shot.
I think they're trying to get the senior a bucket.
That's fair. Running clock at 2:05. Blue Jays in the front court. Just trying to run it out. 59-29, Redhawks. Here's Keim. Now Lang inside. Shot, no. Fighting for a rebound out of bounds. Back to the Redhawks. Minute 45. Running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Goes so fast.
Well, again, the Blue Jays, they just put themselves in too big of a hole early. Redhawks been able to cruise most of the night. Back trying to fight for an offensive rebound in the left corner, able to do so. Here's Kenzie Nelson with it. Angles right, hands it off, and gets it right back in the corner. Callie Scott the touch, up top. Left side, Lears. Now Kenzie Nelson with a minute 15 to go. Short corner left, now Kenzie back left wing. And the Redhawks, no shot clock, big lead, just turning some time off. Here's back down low. Too easy again for two. Taking that shot over Olivia Lang and back off the bench. Three baskets and 6 points. 61-29 Redhawks down to the final 55. Here's a touch here for Lang. Here's Keim. Another deep three on the way. Just grazing the iron short. Off the deflection. Shot no. Second chance missed there by Detweiler. And the Redhawks cleared away with Scott. Final 40 seconds here. Here's Scott up top. Now Kenzie left wing. Thought about it. Turns it down. Now skips it to Lears. Then back to Nelson. Kenzie for three. In and out. Not sure how that one didn't fall. Beck for the rebound and then tied up underneath. Running clock at 24 seconds. And Professor wants to get a substitution timeout as, you know, I think they're going to get the seniors back on the floor at least one final time here. 17 seconds to go. They do stop the clock. So that's the fans again. Just cheering for the girls and about to run out here. Get showing by the Hiawatha students here tonight. Willing this dominant Redhawks win. Lanter inside. Now Schubarth. Back up top, Paxton Michael for three. This one not there. 5 seconds to go. Rebound for Hiawatha. And up the floor. Final 2 picks are off the clock, and the Redhawks cruise. Big win for Hiawatha to advance to the sub-state semifinals. They beat Sabetha in the roundhouse. Final count, Redhawks 51 and the Blue Jays 29. Our postgame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Our employees at F&M Bank love to demonstrate random acts of kindness. In 2025, employees showed their community spirit with a total of $1,750 presented to three different groups: the Senka Food Pantry, the Richardson County Stuff the Cruiser promotion, and a donation to assist with the purchase of AED defibrillators to be placed in various local parks. Our commitment to the community is unwavering. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hello, my name is Connie and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA one final time. We'll get you over to our 92-1 broadcast here in a bit. We'll be simulcasting another 3A girls sub-state game, which Nemaha Central taking on Perry LeCompton right now. We'll join that one in progress here in just a moment. But running clock in the fourth quarter here tonight at the Roundhouse. It was all Hiawatha. They beat Sabetha in this first-round game, 61-29. Let's go right into the stats in this game tonight. We start with the Redhawks, who get win number 21 on the season, the two seed in this bracket, now 21-3, and a massive career night for Michaela Williams, the sophomore guard. 25 points, a career high. She had 6 rebounds. She hit 5 threes and also was a perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line. Also in double figures, Kylie Nelson had 10. You had 6 apiece from Kinsey Nelson, Remy Sieben Morgan, and Deja Beck. You had 3 points from Claire Twombly, 3 points from Laura Lears, and 2 points from Madison Williams. Some of the team numbers, just 5 turnovers for Hiawatha. They were 9 of 11 at the line. They had 36 rebounds, and they knocked down 8 threes. So by the Blue Jays, again, the 15 seed tonight. Their season comes to an end with a record of 3-20. And tonight they were led by Sydney Schubarth, who had 10 points and 4 rebounds. 6 points from Paxton Michael, 4 points from Raylan Lanter, 3 points apiece from Macy Drahota, Kira Keim, and also Sophia Haberkamp. 18 turnovers for the Blue Jays tonight. They had 26 rebounds, just 2-for-3 at the line. They did not attempt a free throw outside of Sydney Schubarth, and then also they hit 5 threes in tonight's game. Stats, as always, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yankston, Courtney Brockoff. I think it's pretty easy, Paige, tonight, who our player of the game is going to be.
Got
to
give it to sophomore Michaela Williams with her career-high 25 points tonight.
Yeah, she got that pretty early on in the third quarter, which we started flirting with the 36-point career, or the single-game scoring record, 36, for Hiawatha girls basketball. But, again, the lead got out of hand for the Redhawks. A lot of the fourth quarter, we were seeing a lot of different junior varsity players get some minutes there. Down the stretch, we had a running clock, by the way, in the fourth quarter. Again, Sabetha got down 18-0 after the first period. Just too big of a hole to overcome. They were down 23 at the half. And Hiawatha got it to a 30-point margin going into the fourth quarter. It was 53-23 after three. And again, the final here tonight, Redhawks winning it 61-29. I know Paige keeping track of Royal Valley and Riverside. Of course, Hiawatha awaiting the winner of that game in the next round next week. By the way, we mentioned Michaela Williams, our player of the game tonight, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So what do we got? You got a score?
42-40, 4 minutes to go. Royal Valley on top of Riverside, so Riverside has the ball.
All right, great game going on in the 7-10 matchup, so we'll keep eyes on that. Of course, Jake and Boz coming up after the action tonight with another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I will join those two jabronis at some point tonight as we will get everybody caught up on state wrestling from today. We do have a nice handful who are competing in championship semifinals, so we'll get you caught up on that, plus all the basketball action. Just a lot going on here as we are wrapping up, of course, the winter sports season. Wrestling wrapping up this weekend. Of course, we still got a couple more weeks of the high school basketball playoffs. So, again, want to thank everyone for joining us tonight here on KNZA. Matt, Page, everyone with the channels, we appreciate it. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Salmon signing off here. Again, we're going to join in progress. Nemaha Central girls and Perry LeCompton, our game on KMZA. Couldn't profit with the call. We'll join that here right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.